The material for this year will cover the Gemara from the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph through Yud Gimel Amud Beis to Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Just to clarify something that we were discussing last time, the different shiurim, the different measurements for the growth of different types of vegetation, of different types of plants, vegetables, with respect to the calculations of Maaseros, that some things, when it comes to Tilson, we go based on Misha Titzmach, which is when the Zera, the seed inside the plant starts to sprout. Tvua goes based on Havas Shlish, being a third grown of the year, which is a third grown. We consider that the year for Hilchos Maaser. In Elon, Rashi mentioned on Yud Beis and Beis goes based on Chanata, that when it comes to an Elon, even though it's Midr Abanon, it goes based on blossoming, and vegetables go based on Lakita, go based on when they were gathered. We just wanted to explain a little better, why does an Elon go based on Chanata, and why does a Yarek go based on Lakita? And we had difficulty with the Rashi, but the Pshat comes out like this. When it comes to a Yarek, Rashi explains that the way a Yarek grows, the way a vegetable grows, is that as you cut it, it grows back. So given the fact that it grows back even when it's cut down, that shows you that the rainwater of that year is contributing to its growth. That's why it grows back no matter when it's cut down. Therefore, the rainwater in which it's the year of the Lakita, the year in which it's gathered together, that shows us that Lakita is the determining factor. Elon, that's all respect to Yarek. Elon, a tree, the fruit of the tree grow based on the sap that's produced by the tree. And the sap produced by the tree causes the blossoming to come forth. And therefore, we go based on Chanata, the blossoming for the Elon. Okay, that's an issue that we'd already covered, just to clarify that point. So again, the Gemara, we were on Yud Gimel and Aleph. approximately 7 lines down from the top, that we had determined the halacha of Tevua, that their years of Maaser go based on Hava Ashlish, and the Gemara is going to examine this further. Basically, as up until we've said, Chazal had a Hashara, they had an estimation. They understood that any produce harvested during Sukkot for sure grew a third before Rosh Hashanah of the year before. So that's why we assume that Hava Shlish, growing a third, is the determining shear. So the Gemara says, Amrli Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zeira, V'kimlu l'rabbanan bein Shlish l'pachos mishlish? Are Chazal botanists? Do they even know the difference between Tevua that's for sure a third grown and Tevua that's not a third grown? In other words, how did Chazal know that has to be a third grown? Where did Chazal get that from? How could Chazal even know the difference? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah seems to ask a very scandalous question. Amar Leir, Rabbi Zeir responds to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lav Aminolach, have I not told you, Lo Topic Nafshach Lebar Mihilchasa? You should not remove yourself from the Halachos, because the Chachamim know the exact Shiurim. Kol Midos Chachamim Kenu, all the Midos Chachamim go based on certain presumptions. Barbaim Sahu Tovel. Arbaim sa choser kartov, ein yochel litbol behem. The person can go to mikvah if there's 40 sa in the mikvah. But if there's less than 40 sa, even missing a kartov, which is a small measurement, a person can't go to mikvah. It's an exact shear. So too, kibetza mitame tumas ochlim, that if it's a shear betza, then it can transfer tumas ochlim to other things. But kibetza chaser shum shum, literally a betza missing a sesame seeds volume, eino metame tumas ochlim, can't transfer tumas ochlim. These are all dinim d'oraisa, that a mikveh needs 40 sa, and a betza, in order to transfer tumas ochlim to something else, needs to be the shear of a betza. Shlosha al shlosha metame medris, that if a beged is 3 tfachim, by 3 tfachim length and width, it has mikabel Tumas Medris. Tumas Medris refers to the Tumah that a Zav transfers, or a Zava, by sitting on the Beged. But shlosha al shlosha chaser nima achas, literally three tvachim by three tvachim, missing one hair, eino metame madras. It's not roi, it's not fit for kabbalas tumas madras. These are all different examples of, in fact, dinim d'oraisa, that depend on an exact shiurim of the chachamim. So too, maisros, in this case, for tevuah, let's say dagan pirush v'yitzar, which is meiser minat Torah, depends on an exact measurement of hava shlish. So the chachamim know for sure, in order for them to have any exact certitude, we have to assume that their shiurim are correct. So Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyah's question is very difficult. So hadar amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah responded to this attack, lav milsahida amri. My whole question didn't make any sense. And I'll bring you a raya that my question was wrong. Debo minei chavraya mir of Kahana, the Chacham asked of Kahana the following question. Omer she krivu Yisrael b'kni sasam la'aretz, meheichan he krivuhu. When Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time from the Midbar, and they need to bring a Korban Omer, we know, we've discussed it several times before, the Korban Omer was the Korban that was brought on the second day of Pesach, to turn the tvua that was chadash into yashan and be matir la'achila. So, what barley did they use to bring the korban omer in tomer the ayil beyond nachri that it grew in the rishus of a non-Jewish person that was living in Eretz Yisrael before Klal Yisrael came in? Kitzir chamar marachmana velo kitzir nachri. The pasuk says it has to be brought from your kitzir and not things that were harvested by a nachri or even things that were grown in the rishus of a nachri. Therefore, it had to have been Jewish owned stuff. So the Gemara interjects with the following point. But still, Mimaida Krivu, how do you know they brought a carbon over in the first place? Dilmalawa Krivu, maybe they didn't bring a carbon over at all. So apparently one would have to suggest that they weren't obligated to bring a carbon over before they came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, or they didn't have from which to bring. And either way, the Gemara's question doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, "Lo losalka daitach." It can't be that they didn't bring korban omer at all. Dechsev vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz mimachras ha'pesach. The pasuk says in Yoshua, they ate from the produce of Eretz Yisrael after Pesach. Mimachras ha'pesach achul, meaning only after Pesach. Ava meikar lo achul, but before Pesach they couldn't eat. So what was the chiluk between before and after Pesach? Ta'akriva omer v'hadar achli. It must be they brought a korban omer, and that was matir the tvua ba'achila, turned it from chadash into yashan. So then the question comes back, meheichan hikrivu, from where did they bring the korban omer from when they first came into Eretz Yisrael? So if they didn't have a korban omer, and it couldn't have been from non-Jewish grain, so where did they bring it from? So Amar lahen of Kahana answered that question, kol shelo hevi shlish bi'anachri. They took grain that didn't have hava shlish, that wasn't the third complete in its growth from in non-Jewish possession. Well, in order to determine that, they had to know that the grain was for sure not yet a third grown. V'dilma ayil v'lo kimlahu. But maybe it had already grown a third and they just didn't know. Ela kimlahu. Must be the chamnu. Hachanami, so too, with respect to tevua that's harvested Sukkot's time, insofar as its growth before by Rosh Hashanah, kimlahu, the chachamim know. So that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's retraction that his question wasn't a good question. But the Gemara continues this line of questioning. V'dilmalo ayo klal. Maybe really, really, we're talking about tevua that didn't grow at all when it came to the tevua that they used when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Aval hecha da'ayel riva. But once it's maybe it wasn't at all ripened, but once it's at least a quarter ripe, so bein shlish lepachos mishlish lo kimlahu. So between a third and a little more than a third, a little less than a third, they didn't know. So, in other words, really, 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 you have no raya, you have no proof at all with respect to the tevua that was used for the first Karbana Omer when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, because maybe they couldn't really pin it down. If it was, maybe the tevua they used wasn't ripe at all. But if the tefuah was at least a quarter ripe, and so in the Rishus Nachri, then they couldn't distinguish between more or less than a third. So Gemara says, Lo sakadaitach. That can't be that they used tefuah that was completely unripe when they went to Eretz Yisrael. Dichsiv, the pasuk says in Yehoshua, V'ha'am alu min ha'yardein, the nation rose up from the Jordan River, Basra la'chodesh, on the 10th day of the month, referring to Nisan. V'sakadaitach, the lo ayal klal. If you mean to say that from the time Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, the tefuah had not grown at all, B'cham she'yomim mikamalya. Do you mean to tell me that in 5 days from when they come in, from when they came in that 5 day span, it grew sufficiently to be brought as a korban? It can't be. In order to bring a korban omer, it has to be the grain has to be karmel. It has to be plump. It has to be sufficiently ripe. So it must be they had to use already ripened grain to a certain degree. Elamai the Ayo River Odanka. Unless you're going to tell me it was only a quarter grown or a little less, or a sixth, sorry. Danka means a sixth. Either it's a quarter grown or a sixth grown. Akati b'cham sheyomi mikamalya. So, does it grow in 5 days alone? It needs to be really ripe for to be brought as a korban omer. Elamayas lach lemeimar, what are you going to tell me? Eretz Tzvi Ksivba, when we refer to Eretz Yisrael, that we use the language of Eretz Tzvi, that's called the land of the deer. It's a pasuk in Daniel. So, what does that mean? That with respect to Eretz Yisrael, its produce grows very quickly. Its produce ripens very quickly, just like a deer runs quickly, so to the produce of Eretz Yisrael is ripens quickly. Therefore, Hachanami Eretz Tzvi Ksiv Ba. So I could tell you that the produce didn't grow it. The produce really wasn't ripe sufficiently, but it ripened very quickly. In which case, the Gemara has no raya that it had to be a third grown before. That's the question on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Even though Rabbi Yirmiyah presumed that in order for them to have brought the Karban HaOmer, they had to have been aware of its ripeness, and they had to have somehow a way to know that it was a third ripe, and that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah retracted his question against Rabbi Zeira, that the Chum don't know their own Shiurim. The Gemara asks on that whole assumption that's not the case. After all, let's say it wasn't ripe at all. If it wasn't ripe at all, then there'd be no way to use it, except for the fact that you could say Eretz Tzvi Ksiv Ba. So therefore, it ripens very quickly in some mystical, magical way. So too, even if it wasn't ripe at all, in which case you have no way of proving that it was a third ripe, just from the fact that they used it in Eretz Yisrael. So in order for us to then know the halacha of havas shlish, we really have to go back to the source that we start with, which was the Chag HaSif B'Tzeis HaShana, that referring to a Kabbalas Chazal, that Chazal knew, against Rabbi Yirmiyah's question, that things that are being harvested Sukkot time must be a third grown Rosh Hashanah time. Okay, so even though Rabbi Yirmiyah couldn't prove, just based on sheer fact, with respect to the Karban Omer brought by Klal Yisrael when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, that the Halacha of Havas Shlish applied, we still have that original source. Okay, let's go through some Rashi. Rashi Dir Maschil, the Kimluhu Rabbanon, about, let's say, 15 to 20 lines or so down Rashi. We're in the skinny lines in Rashi. The Kimluhu Rabbanon, Chazal had some kind of hashara, some kind of way of figuring out bitmiya, do they actually know? V'chibikinei b'tiv gidol atvua, chazal know the nature of how things grow, l'das, she'in atvua ru'i liktor b'chag, elinkin hevia shlish b'shana she'avra, that they know it cannot be sufficiently ready for harvest, sukkah's time, unless it was a third grown before Rosh Hashanah. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha to Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira responds, no, lo tapik nafshach bar mihilchasa. Do not remove yourself from the halachos. Lepakpek, to question, b'shir chachamim. Kol midos amkachu, all of the midos hachachamim, all of the measurements of the chacham follow this pattern, mitzumtzamos, they're completely exact. If it comes to 47 mikvah, chasar kartov, midah ketana ma'od, a tiny little drop, echad mishmonash b'shminis b'log, it's 1/8 of an eighth, 1/64 of a log, it's done. Kibetza, mitama'a tumas ochlim, Rashi explains, if it's a beitza, then it confers tumas ochlim. V'kim l'rabbanon she'ein beis ha'bliya machzik lo pachos v'lo yoser mi beitzas tanagolas. The reason why a beitza is because Chazal understand that a person's throat, a person's beis ha'bliya, cannot hold any more, any less than a beitza of a chicken. Iksiv b'tumas ochlim. The pasuk says by tumas ochlim, mikol ochar shayachel ochar nachavas achas. To be ochel that can be all eaten at one time. That's the idea of the shear base habliya, the expanse of your throat. That's how Chazal got the shear of kibetza for tumas ochlim. When it comes to tumas medrash, the tumah that a zav, if he sits on a beged, or a zav sits on a beged, shloisha tefachim, shloisha tefachim, mitamai medrash, shiru chacham, Rashi explains, the chacham had a shir, shekashir hazer, royal yeshiva, this is the minimum shir that's necessary for yeshiva, or that's fit for yeshiva, but if it's missing a hair, it's nothing. So if that's the case, then so too here, chazal nu havashlish. And then Rabbi Yirmiyah took it back. Lav milsa hada amrei. Sheikh Shesi, the question I asked, it wasn't really a question. Lomar v'kimlu rabbanon bein shlosh l'pachos v'shish. Devad l'kimlu, for sure they knew. How do I know? Because he's trying to prove what kind of barley was used for the carbon omer in the first time Klai Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael. The ayel ba'nachri, if you mean tell me it was grown in the rishos of a guy, shniz bashal became ripe ad shaloi ba'ola aretz before they came to Eretz Yisrael in the first place. Kitzirchem has to be your harvest, rishis kitzirchem, umishir uil liktor, he kriya kitzir. Once it's ready for kitzir, it's called kitzir. Mimachras ha-pesach, the day after Pesach, hu yom ha-krovas ha-omer, mimachras yom ha-rishon shal Pesach, because the Gemara had asked, how do you know they brought a carbon omer? They didn't bring carbon omer at all, because they only ate after machras ha-pesach. So the Gemara asks, no, v'dilma ayel v'loikimlehu, maybe it became ripe, and they weren't aware. Maskana de milster b'yirmihi, v'isakadaitach lo'kimlehu, dilma ayel b'yanachri v'lavikimlehu, elamai, it must be they knew. Maybe because it had gotten ripe in the rishos of an achri, so it must be they knew. Hachanami gabei tefuah niktaras bechag. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's whole proof. Kimlehu sheviyah shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. It had havah shlish before Rosh Hashanah, but the Gemara says that's not a good proof. V'dilmalo ayel klal. Maybe when they came to the tefuah used for the first carbon omer in Eretz Yisrael, it didn't become ripe at all. Badku ad shematzal mitefuah ad shlo tchil levashel klal. They tried to find tefuah that had not become ripe at all. Umimenu heviyu. But the Gemara then asked, but then it wouldn't have been grown sufficiently to be brought as a carbon omer. So the Gemara says, no. Eretz tzvi, matzvi kal beraglov. Just as a deer is light on its feet, mikol achayos, with respect to relative to all the other animals, af Eretz Yisrael kal levashel perosem mikol aratos. So to Eretz Yisrael, its fruits grow much more rapidly and become ripe much more rapidly than all other places. So if that's the case, so you go back to the original makar, which is based on Chag Katzir, the Chag Asif Pitzes Hashana, that in order to have been ready for harvest Sukkot time, had to have been a third grown before Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara continues on this line of thinking. Maskif la Rabbi Chanina, we are now seven lines up from the bottom of Yigim Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Chanina asks the question, Umi matas amris dahai asif katzir hu. How do you know that the word asif means katzir? And the only reason why asif means referring to harvest was because the word asbicha was repetitive. Vaksiv, because the word ba'asbicha, which also seems to refer to gathering, is the holiday of gathering is repetitive, and therefore this asif refers to harvesting, and that only applies to things that are third grown before Rosh Hashanah. Vaksiv, but the pasuk says also by Sukkot, ba'asbicha migarnecho miyikvecha, when it comes to when you gather up from the goren, from the threshing floor, and from the yekev, and from the winery. Va'amar ma, what does this pasuk teach me? B'psolas goren v'yekev akasum medaber. So the pasuk is referring to the materials used for schach. They have to be from the leftovers of goren v'yekev, of your threshing floor and your winery. So if that's the case, so you can't tell me that asif means katsira. Really, asif just means the fact, referring to the language of be'asbicha, when you gather up your stuff. That just as chag ha'asif refers to the time of sukkis when you use the psolas goren v'yekev for your sukkah, so ba'asbicha is just a proper name for Sukkot. So to v'chaga asif t'kufas hashana just means the proper name for Sukkot. It's not actually referring to the k'tzira. So if that's the case, the makar no longer works to assume that we know havashlish from this pasuk. So the Gemara says no. Amar bizera hamilsa havai biadan. We had a good raya from this pasuk. The Asr Bichanina and Shada Bey Narga. Bichanina literally threw an axe. He cut it down. He gave a very, very good kasha. He asked a very good kasha on our source. In other words, we just lost it. Elami Nalan. So what in fact is the source for Havashlish when it comes to grain? Kitani Rabbi Yonas and Ben Yosef Omer. The Asas Shanim. The pasuk referring to Shnas HaShemitah says that you shall, during the Shnas HaShemitah, the year before, you'll have enough, you'll grow enough produce for three years. Why? For the sixth year, for the seventh year, and for the eighth year, because this is referring to the years before Yovel. Because Yovel is the 50th year, it also has Kedusha Shvius attached to it, so they couldn't harvest for the 49th year and for the 50th year. So in the 48th year of that cycle, it'll produce enough for 3 years. So turn the page. What does it mean? Al tikri lishlosh, el lishlish. It doesn't mean literally that it should be for 3 years, but rather, It teaches me that it's going to be a third ripe. That insofar as when Tavua is third ripe, therefore it's considered completely finished. So the Gemara says, but that presumes that we lost the regular din of it being, we lost the regular plain meaning of the pasuk, that they would produce 3 years worth of grain in that year. Vami baile legufe. But the pasuk itself, we need the pasuk itself to teach me the din, to teach me the promise that Hashem gave, that during the 48th year of the Yovel cycle, it would produce 3 years worth of grain. So the Gemara says, no. Ksiv krachrina. We have another pasuk teach me that. Uzratemis hashana hashminis. You shall plant in the eighth year, meaning the year following Yovel. Vachaltem yatvua yashan. Ad hashana hatishiis. You shall eat from the eighth year until the ninth year of an old grain. That even while in the ninth year, they would plant in the eighth year. They couldn't work the ground, but they would plant already by the eighth year, and then you would eat in the ninth year from then. But already in the ninth year, they were still eating from the 3 years before. In which case, that teaches me that in the sixth year, or in this case, the 48th year, sorry, of the Yovel cycle, they had a promise for 3 years worth of crops. And we also teach learn a source for Havah Shlish from these Psukim as well. So the final source from the Gemara is in fact the Asas Es Hatvua L'Shloshanim, and don't read L'Shlosh, rather L'Shlish. Okay, let's go back to the Rashi on Yud Gimel Aleph towards the bottom. Dir Maskel Mi Matzis Amris. Again, the Gemara was asking, how can we use the source of Chag HaAsif B'Tzeis Hashana? That source doesn't actually work. Mi Matzis Amris, the high Asif Katsir. The word Asif refers to the harvest season. Deka Amris, the high Asif Yisera. It's an extra word. The Midrash Elosham Katsir. Who referring to the harvest? Vaksiv Ba'alma Ba'asbacha Migarnacha Mi'ikvacha. The Pasuk is referring to the Chag HaSukkos. This title, when you gather up from the threshing floor and from the winery, Va'amar Mar, Shlamedcha Kasav, La'aso Schach, Shal Sukkah, Bipsoil, that's Garin V'Yekev. You should make Schach from your Sukkah, from the leftovers from the Garin and from the Yekev, from the threshing floor and from the winery. You go on Kashin, Vizmoros, husks and branches, which is davar she'in mekabel tuma v'gidulo min ha'aretz, because the requirements for schach have to be two things: they have to be grown out of the ground and not susceptible to kapalas tuma. V'hai chag ha'asif na'mi dika amris yiseiruhu, and mishum dechsiv gabei ba'asbechos ma'ascha lav yiseiruhu. You mean to think that the words chag ha'asif, because it already says ba'asbechos ma'ascha, is an extra pasuk to teach me this din? It's not extra. Elazau Shem Achag, it's just the proper name of the Yomtif. Al Shem Shah Sukkah Misuchachas Vipsolas Gorim Vyakiv. Just because the Sukkah, the Schach for the Sukkah, is used out of the leftovers, the Psolas, from the Gorim and the Yakiv. Vavli command the Kosav, it's if the Pasuk just said, the Chag Sukkos, Bitseis Hashana, Ba'asbacha Ma'asecha. That you shall make Chag HaSukkos for yourself. Chag HaAsif might as well have said of Chag HaSukkos b'tzeis hashana b'aspecha ma'asecha. Meaning aspecha just means Chag HaSukkos. B'zman sha'adam osif al abayis tevuah shebesados, when a person gathers up their stuff. So Rabbi Zeir said, Hanmil sahavi b'yadam, we had a good source. Hainu svurin shenoba mikan sha'tevuah achar shlish. V'asr b'chanina and shad the b'narga. He threw a wrench into the whole thing. Threw an axe into the whole thing. Narga means an axe. Lomar d'hai asif shaper mishtama belishn d'kra v'lavi seiruhu. The word asif fits perfectly, and it's not at all extra. So v'asas as hatavu l'shloshanim atzik l'shlosh el l'shlish. It doesn't mean for 3 years, but rather means a third. She'asak shibishlish bishula. That it's considered fully formed by the time it's a third grown. So the Gemara asks, but don't I need that ligufe for itself? Tshuva alma nechal b'shana hashviyas. What are they going to eat during that seventh year? And we learn from the other psukim that it's going to last you for 3 years throughout the process. In which case, we can learn al tikri l'shlosh el l'shlish. So now that we've clarified the dinim of Tevuah and Zesim, we're now going to discuss other dinim in terms of their Meiser cycle and other of these halachos that relate to them. It's not Hasim. Again, the Mishnah there says, in Shvius, with respect to dinim Shvius, Ha'orez, the rice, v'hadochan, v'hapragin, different kinds of beans, Vashum shemin, sesame seeds, shehishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, misashin l'sha'avar. They go based on the previous year for Meiser. Meaning for these things, we don't go based on Havah Shlish, we don't go based on Hatzmacha, we don't go based on Lakita, we don't go based on Chanata, we go based on even a fifth category, Hashrasha, taking root. Umutar mishvias. And if they took root during the sixth year, they don't have kedusha shvius. V'im lav, But if their hashrasha took place after Rosh Hashanah, asur mishvias, they have kedusha shvias, and therefore misasrim l'shana haba. And we take ma'aser for the coming year on them. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbanan, Ilan. This is something we've mentioned already earlier, but this is important to get it all down. Basar Chanata. When it comes to a tree, we go based on the blossoming of the fruit. Tevua Vizesim. When it comes to Tevua Vizesim, which we have just dealt with extensively, Basar Shlich. We go based on being a third grown. Yerek, when it comes to vegetables, basar lakita. We go based on the year in which they were gathered from the field. Hani keman shavu rabbanan. But when it comes to the orez veduchan, we say they go based on hashrasha. How do they have their own category? And what exactly is the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question seems to be, how can they go on their own? What right do the Chazal have to say that they have their own category? Shouldn't they at least go based on other pre-existing categories like Lakita or Chanata? How did Chazal come off saying that should be their own category? So Hadar Amar Rabba answered as follows. Mitoch sha'asuyin prachin, because of the fact that when you harvest them, you don't harvest them all at the same time. You pluck them a little bit at a time. Asli Rabbanan Basar Hashrasha. Chazal understood to go based on Hashrasha. What's the svara for this? Because if we were to go based on Lakita, The way they gathered up kineos, these beans, is that they would gather a little bit up, and then they would put it into the goren, and they would gather a little more up, they would put a little more into the storage house, and they would mix it all together. So in order to keep things straight, they didn't go based on Lakita, because you wouldn't be able to keep it straight if you went based on Lakita. What you based on gathering, because you wouldn't know. You wouldn't be able to keep it straight when each different form, when each different crop of the kineos, of the beans, were gathered together. So therefore Chazal said, we go based on Hashrasha. Because going based on Hashrasha, when things take root, makes the process a little more uniform. Okay. So Rashi explains this as well. Let's see some Rashis. Rashi on top of Gimel on the base. Ha'orez va'duchan, with respect to rice and duchan, these forms of beans. Rashi says, mine kitnio, saying there are different types of legumes. Dochan is some kind of milai, I don't know exactly what that is. Pragin, another kind of bean, misasrim l'sha'avar. So long as their hashrasha took place in the previous year, their year for ma'aser is on the previous year. B'ma'aser shana sha'avra, the year that passed. Im shnia, ma'aser sheni, v'im shlishis, ma'aser ani. Umutar b'shvias, im yishrishu arv shvias lifnei rosh hashanah. So long as they took hashrasha before shvias, they don't have kedusha shvias attached to them. Umis asu mishana haba, and their year for ma'aser goes based on the next year, bishnas lakitas, and the year of their lakita, the year of their gathering. In mishar shnei shvua he sheina shvias. So long as it's years that aren't years of shvias, they take ma'aser on them. Basar chanata. When it comes to an ilan, we go based on chanata. The kaman tanal of the pirkin. It's actually on tesvav and the beis. Ilan shechantu peirosav. That if an Elon had Chanata before Tu B'Shvat, it goes based its year for Meiser goes based on the year before it. Yerek basar lekita. When it comes to vegetables, we go based on lekita. Kedarman le'el liket er yerek er rashana. That's mefurish in the Gemara Daf Yud Beis. So hani kinios keman shaviul shaholchu ben achar ash rasha. What do we treat them? How do we create this new concept of hash rasha? So mitoch shasuyim prachin prachin, because they're made in different. Because they're, you don't harvest them all at one time. Because as you harvest them, they are separated from their chaff. The word prachin means the beans are separated from their chaff. Mitoch shagornin asui ma'at ma'at. Rashi explains because they're goren, their gathering process is done incrementally, slowly. She'in nil katin ke'achad. Elayom lokdin umafrichin ma'at umamachar ma'at. Today you do a little bit, you separate them, then you do a little more. V'nimtzu chadash v'yashin murav miyachad hanifrachim lefir hashana in hanifrachim lachar rosh hashana. You put it all together, the things that were nifrachim, things that were gathered together, things that were separated from before Rosh Hashana, would go together with things that were after Rosh Hashana. If you go based on lekita, like other vegetables, when you were to do your hafrasha, when you were to take your maestros, and you can't do that. So therefore, since the gathering process is all incremental, we go based on hashrasha. You keep track that way. In one year, all of these sada takes root. Sharibas achas zornosa, because you plant it all at the same time. Umaiser peros ha'ilan v'kinios v'yarek midr abanan hein. Rash l'shitaso, the maiser peros and ilan and kinios are midr abanan, and therefore v'yichos b'yar ha'chachamim l'kvoz man l'fi daitan l'chol echa v'echa. Therefore Chazal had their right to determine the appropriate time for each one. Prachin refers to literally, breaking off pieces. Lashon zen nofel b'kitnios. This lashon is applicable, or appropriate for kitnios, for legumes. Kedamim mesachas beitza. The Gemara Beitza says, molim melilos umafrichin kitnios b'yamtiv. You can roll the grain with your fingertips and separate the kitnios and yamtiv. So that's the rationale for hashrasha. So the Gemara asks, this is about 12 lines down or so on Yigilma Beis. Amrle Abaye, this is not convincing. Why did Chazal have to make their own new shear for kitnios? Can't you go based on lekita? V'yitzbor gornel esochau. And the whole problem was we're choshesh for yashan al achadash, because you should make separate piles. Yitzbor gornel esochau, pile up the goren inside. Inside the storehouse. And gather it all together. Not make separate piles. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. If you gather it all together, if you put the mass of the different legumes all together, the of chadash and yashan all mixed together, and when you take from chadash, you can say you're taking it from Chadash. And when you take from Yashan, you can presume that you're taking it from Yashan. Once all gathered together, so we halachically can say that what you're taking from Yashan is treated like you're taking from Yashan. What you're taking from Chadash is treated like you're taking from Chadash. Because in totality, there's Chadash and Yashan, everything together. And the Gemara brings a ride that this works. Milo Tanya, do we have a brisa that teaches me? Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, Omri Shum Shimon Shazuri, Pol HaMitzri. When it comes to literally an Egyptian bean, some kind of legume, another kind of legume. Shazuro Lizera, that was. So Pol HaMitzri Shezro L'Zera, if it was planted for the purpose of seeds. So the chiddush by Paul and Mitzri is they used to plant it for two different purposes. Sometimes they would plant it for the purposes of eating, and sometimes they would plant it for the purposes of planting. So obviously, if you treat it like a vegetable, we go based on lakita. So if you treat and because they want to eat the bean itself, but sometimes you want to eat the seeds. So if they planted it just for the seeds, to get the extract the seeds from them, we go based on hashrasha. So Paul HaMitzri had this unique fusion of the two of them. So the Gemara explains, Paul HaMitzri says the ra'o lizera that was planted for the purpose of eating the seeds, miktsaso hishrish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, or miktsaso hishrish la'achar Rosh Hashanah, had partial hashrasha, partial taking root before Rosh Hashanah, and it partially took root after Rosh Hashanah. Ain terminal ma'asrin zem miza alze. Lefisha ain terminal ma'asrin lo min acharash ala yash lo min ashana acharash. So then you're stuck. What are you supposed to do? You can't take ma'aser from one part to the next part because it's all min acharash ala yash. It's from separate, different years. So ketaduo. So what do? So ver garno lesocho. You make it one big pile and you mix it all together. And what comes out is that you're taking, when you're taking ma'aser, you're taking from the chadash on the chadash and from the yashan on the yashan. If that works, so then so too over here, when it comes to the kinios, can't you mix it all together and ensure that the chadash is being taken from the chadash and the yashan is being taken from the yashan? Why have to go based on hashrasha at all? Just say really we go based on lakita, and sufficiently mix it together. That way when you take something, you're for sure taking from chadash on chadash and from yashan on yashan. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar le Rabbi Shimon Shizuri ka amris. You're bringing a raya, a proof from Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri savar yesh bila. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri believes in this concept of yesh bila, that we assume that there's sufficient mixture, that everything is sufficiently diluted together. But the Rabbanan Savri ain bila. But the Rabban argue, and they say ain bila, because maybe things aren't going to get sufficiently mixed together. So maybe with that which I'm taking, I don't have pieces of chadash and yasha mixed together. That I'm being mafresh on chadash and yasha at the same time. Rather, I might come to be mafresh on different parts from yashan to chadash, than from chadash to yashan. So If that's the case, so then the reason why the Rabbanan need to make a new takana is because they assume ein bila. So be'etzem, fundamentally, this whole question, so whether or not you needed a new takana with respect to hashrasha for the kitnios, depends on this question. If you hold yesh bila, like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, then we can safely assume that everything gets mixed together, so then they could really justifiably be mafresh from chadash and yasha at the same time, so there's no need for it in takana. But according to the Rabbanan, who say we're not sufficiently convinced that there's bila, so it wouldn't work. That's Rabba's answer to Abai. Let's see this in Rashi. So Rashi v'yitzbor garno l'socho. This is about, let's say, 10 lines or so in the skinny lines up from the wide lines. Who cares if it's chadash and yashan altogether? Yitzpor is kol agorn l'socho, klomar b'emtza iso, in one middle central location. Sheheya kol nival yachad yafa. That way, it's all mixed together thoroughly. V'nimtza kishe yitrom via aser. When you take shrimos and maestros, yamin a chadash b'maiser, lefi mashiyish chadash begorin, umer yashan lefi mashiyish yashan. I'm taking from chadash and yashan all at the same time. I'm the chadash and yashan respectively. Milo Tanya de Samchina Bila Lomar Yafa Nivlau, that we're somich on Bila to presume that things are sufficiently mixed together. Vinim Satarmi Achadosh Lefi Mashiach. Chalash meyashan lefi mashiyish yashan. They're taking chalash on chalash, chalash to that which is on chalash, and yashan to that which is on yashan. Because pola mitzri min kitnis, another kind of legume. Vidarchan lezoron liyarak lezara. They plant it for two different purposes. Sometimes for the purposes of eating the vegetables, sometimes for the purpose of extracting the seeds. Vazoreli yarak misasar chalakita. When you're planting it for yarak, we go based on lakita. Vazoreli lecho zaro taras kitnios alav. And when you eat it, when you plant it for the purpose of the seeds, we treat it like kidney, so don't forget based on hashrasha. Now you're stuck, you don't know what to do. Ain't tor mizesh makirin bo shizar uhu bachrona al hanizra barishona, that you recognized that which had been later on taken root. To take truma from that against that which had taken earlier on. So ketzaduosa toreach lases zeba emtzo vzeba atzmo. You're gonna put different piles? No. So ver garna lasocho yivlo oso yafa. You mixed up very thoroughly together. Ba'achar shenasa min arishon bezavi zu miashim bezavi zu. Once you've had these separate piles, yachsvi it's brenu lemtzah goren shekol kulo echem. It's like as if it's one large pile. So the Gemara says, no, that depends on whether or not we say Yesh Bila. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says Yesh Bila. Yesh l'smocha la Bila lomar sheish mishnean besocha ma'aser l'fei acheshbon. But the Rabban are concerned. They say, ain Bila. Ain somchen al kach. Sheish lomar lo nivla yafe v'rubo shal ma'aser min achadash or rubo min ayashon. Okay. Now the Gemara elaborates on this discussion a little more. We're about 6 lines up from the bottom. Amar Yitzhak Bar Nachmeni. Amar Yitzhak Bar Nachmeni, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippar, Sha'ar Mishum Shimon Shazuri. We pass like Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippar, who B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, with respect to at least the Pala Mitzri, and that by Chalash and Yashin you can pile it all together and say Yesh Bila. So the Gemara asks, Maskiflar Bizera, Bizera asks, Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi? Does Shmuel really hold Yesh Bila? Vamar Shmuel Lakol, Ein Bilach, Chutz Miyayin V'Shemen. But Shmuel said that we presume for everything Ein Bila, except for Yayin and Shemen, except for wine and oil. Meaning by liquids, we say Yesh Bila. So let's say you have to take Meiser from liquids that are great, from oil and wine. That you can do. But when it comes to what? When it comes to grains, you can't do. So how can you tell me Shmuel holds, like, how can you tell me, Rav Yitzhak Bar Nachmeni, that Shmuel holds, like, Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, that we say Bila by dry stuffs, by grains, but I thought Shmuel just said we don't say, I thought we just said that Shmuel says we don't say Bila except for Yain and Shemen. So Shmuel can't hold like Rav Shimon Shazuri. So the Gemara says, no, Ishta Mitzay, Rabbi Zeira, who asked this question, forgot another statement of Shmuel. Hadamar Shmuel, Hakol Holich Achar Gemara Pri. That Shmuel holds that when it comes to Meiser, we go based on Gemara Pri. He has a new Shita. That when it comes to Kitnios, we don't go based on Hashrasha at all, according to Shmuel. But rather, we go based on Gemara Pri. So that's why I pass like from Shimon Shazuri. Because even if something has Ktsas Hashrasha before Rosh Hashanah, Ktsas Hashrasha after Rosh Hashanah, that's not Chalash and Yashan. It's all considered Chalash because we all be sent Gemara Pri, and therefore you can gather it all together. And when he said Halacha from Shimon Shazuri, it's not because he holds Yesh Bila. It's because he treats it all like Chalash.
there's a big chiddush here.
So basically, when Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, sorry, halach that Shmuel passed like Rav Yosi Ben Kippur, Mishum Rav Shimon Shazuri, it's not that he actually held of Rav Shimon Shazuri's svar that we apply bila to dry food. It's not true at all, because Shmuel doesn't apply to bila to dry foods. Shmuel only applies bila to liquids. When did he paskin? Like, how could he paskin in like Rav Shimon Shazuri? Because he has a whole totally different conception of the kvius for meiser for kidneyos. He doesn't hold that we go based on hashrasha, or that's against the view of the chachamim. That's not Shmuel's view. Shmuel holds we go based on gemar hapri, which is a unique chiddush. But that's Shmuel's perspective. If that's Shmuel's perspective, then he can pass like Rav Shimon Shazuri, but not for his own reason, not for Rav Shimon Shazuri's reason. He can pass like Rav Shimon Shazuri justifiably, because when you have this problem of things that partially take root before and after Rosh Hashanah, if we only go based on Gemara Pri, then you'll take Meiser at the end, and you'll take Meiser from everything altogether, because it's Gemara HaPri is all at the same time. So it doesn't matter that it partially took root before or after, because all considered Chadash. So that's why Shmuel can pass on like Rav Shimon Shazuri, but not for his own reasoning. So Rashi speaks this all out. Rashi, the Ramasal Chutz Miyayin V'Shemen. Let's say we're about 12 lines down the wide lines in Rashi. Chutz Miyayin V'Shemen. Hama'ari V'Yayin Chadashim Ayashan. If you mix up old wine with new wine, O'Shemen Chadashim Ayashan, Torim Ma'aser Menu, V'Yish Ma'aser Shneim, Kefei HaChashbon. You can take Truma Meister from, and there's Meister in both of them, Kefiah Cheshvan, based on the calculation. Shadavar Lach and Nival Yafa, because a liquid substance gets thoroughly mixed. Ava Yavish ain't Somchen Bola Bila, but when it comes to things that are dry, we can't be Somechan Bila. So Ishtamit to say, Rabbi Zera, Hadar Mashmuel, Hakol Holichach Hagmar Pri. Shmuel, Rabbi Zera forgot, or wasn't aware of, let's say, he forgot this statement of Shmuel. Visu Amrinan. And the Gemara says, "V'yashmi hakol lichach Gemara pri." This is the Gemara later on Yudal Amin Aleph. So we'll explain what's going on here. So Rashi already foreshadows what we're going to see in the Gemara. So Rashi explains, "V'su amri." The Gemara says, "V'yashmi hakol lichach Gemara pri." So, if all Shmuel had taught us the halacha was hakoholi chachar gemara pri, hava mina afil tuvah v'zeisa nami. We would thought that Shmuel's klal applies even to tuvah and zeisim, which is not true. Kamashman halacha k'rb shimin shazuri b'may de pligi. They pass like k'rb shimin shazuri with respect to this discussion. To b'tuvah zeisim lo pligi, no one argues by tuvah and zeisim. The hakol modim the bach explains for Rashi, he has the correct girsa here. Everybody agrees that when it comes to Tevuah and Zeisim, we go based on Havashlish, not Achar Gemara Pri. Avav Mini Kitneos, when it comes to legumes, Pligi Derb Shimon Shazuri, Derb Shimon Asel, Basra Ashrasha, Verabbanon Lo Asli. Derb Shimon holds Basra Ashrasha, but the Rabbanon never really held Hashrasha at all, according to Rashi. Lamanu da Ashkach Shmuel Tana de Lo Azul Basra Ashrasha Bikinios Ella Achar Gemara Pri. The Shmuel has a Tana that supports the view that when it comes to the Kitneos, we only go based on Gemara Pri. Vale Samach Leflugi Alidrim Shimon Shazuri. And this would allow Shmuel to argue with Shimon Shazuri. Vale da Hamas Nisin that Hanin Leel Haoriz Vaduch Vaprogan Vashum Shemisheshrishu Vanilo Dati Man Hu Hahu Tana. Meaning we didn't know which Tana that was. So that's all Rav Shimon Shazuri. That's not the view of the Rabbanon, per se, according to Shmuel's idea. Not according to Rabba, but according to Shmuel. So, Ashtamit to say, Lord, Bezer, Hadam Rav Shmuel, Hakol Echachar Gemara Pri. Vafa Kinios Lahalchu Ben Lachar Ashrasha. Vichy Amar Shmuel, Hakol Echachar Shazuri, Lo Mitame Ka'amar. Rashi explains, as we said before, that Shmuel never intended to say we pass him like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Or we pass like the svara of Rav Shimon Shazuri. The ilu Rav Shimon Shazuri tamei mishum bila, because Rav Shimon Shazuri's svara his justification is based on the concept of Bila. It's all considered a new crop. And the Gemara elaborates as follows. Top of Yadalam and Aleph, Vitzricha. So Kashmua really taught us three things. Halacha Kerbashim Shazuri, that we can mix it all together because we presume it's all Chadash based on the fact that we go based on Gemara Pri. And there's Bila for everything except for Yayin Shemin and Hakol Holich Achar Gemara Pri. Vitzricha. What do we mean all three of these for? Diash Me'inan Halacha Kerbashim Shazuri. If he just told me Halacha Kerbashim Shazuri, Hava Mina Mishin de Kasavar Yesh Bila. Because I would have thought that Shmuel holds Yesh Bila. Kamash Malan, Lakol Ein Bila. That's what Shmuel teaches me, that we don't, that we hold. That's why Shmuel says, we always say Ein Bila, except for Yain and Shemen. And if Shmuel just taught me the halacha of lakol ein bila except for yayin shevin, have a mina karabanan svirle, that he holds like the rabbanon. If he holds like the rabbanon, you can't take the kitnios that were mushrash before Rosh Hashanah and be ma'asa them on the ones that were mushrash after Rosh Hashanah. So it sounds like the Rabbanan would argue. Except for Oriz and Duchan, the Rabbanan obviously said we go based on Hashrasha. Except for not in this case. So you thought he held like the Rabbanan. Kamash Malacha Kirushim Shazuri. They passed like Kirushim Shazuri with respect to this case because you can take them all together. The Iashmi and Hani Tarti. And if Shmuel had taught us just these two things, that we pass like Rosh Hashanah in this case of the partial Hashrasha before Rosh Hashanah and the continued Hashrasha after Rosh Hashanah, and the fact that we say Lakolin Bila, except for Yayin V'Shemen, Hava Mina Kash the Shmuel, we would say it's a steer on Shmuel, because we says we pass like Rosh Hashanah and the same time as Lakolin Bila. Kamash Malan, Hakol Echachar Marapri. That's why Shmuel needs to tell me also Hakol Echachar Marapri to teach me that the reason that he passed the Rishon Shazuri in this case is, as we explained, not for the rationale of Rishon Shazuri, but totally different rationale. V'yash me'inon Hakol Echachar Marapri Hava Amina Afilu Tvu Avizesim Nami. I would think that's true even by Tevu and Zesim. Not just if all Shmuel taught me was Hakol Echachar Gemara Pri, I think that's even true by Tevu and Zesim. And not those go based on Havash Lish, Kamash Malan, Halach Kershim Shazuri, B'mai Depalik, that we pass the Kershim Shazuri where he argued on the Rabbanon. In other words, only where they argued. And not in the other cases, because in other cases we say we go based on Havashlish. So then the Gemara says, V'lashmina hani tarti, lakolein bila lamali. Just teach me these last two things, that hakol echachar gemara pri, and lachakar shur shizuri. What do we need lakolein bila for? We already learned hakol echachar gemara pri, that means he doesn't hold the Rav Shur shizuri svara. We don't need to teach me lakolein bila. That's obvious. So once he rejects Rosh Hashanah Shazuri Svara, it's obvious it's Lakol Ein Bila. So Hakamash Malan, the Liyayim Ishem and Yesh Bila. It teaches me further that there is Bila for Yayin and Shemen. Maybe that wasn't obvious, because maybe it wasn't Nisari V'Yafeh, it wasn't completely mixed together. So it teaches me that Chiddush as well. So that's why we need all these three statements. Rashi speaks this out. Rashi, top of Yadalad, Amud Aleph. Vitzricha hanitzlas to Shmuel. All these three statements of Shmuel: halach kavshim shazuri, v'lakol ein bila, v'akol holich achar gemara pri. Because I thought kirabanan svirle, v'ein tarmin menu, can't take truma from it. V'ein lota kana l'chadash v'yashan shnis arvu, and there's no way to fix chadash and yashan that get mixed together. Elam kein tarmin alavim makom acher, unless you take truma with das from a totally different place. Based on the calculation of that which is Chadash and that which is Yashan. And then, if I hadn't mentioned the halacha of just, if I just mention l'kol ein bila nacha kribshim shazuri, and I didn't mention hakol halicha chagmar pri, I'd say kash di shmuel shmuel, it's a steer in shmuel. Hacha amr shmuel halach kribshim shazdiyesh bila, v'acha amr ein bila. So kamash shmuel, da hakol halicha chagmar pri, limer du kul ichid chadashu, it's all treated as chadash, uvalacha kribshim v'lav mitameh. And if I if I just said hakolich achag marapri, I would think that always is always true. So kamash malah, and it's only b'may depalig b'mine kitnis by legumes. Amar Shmuel de ma'arvin hanishrashin lifnei Rosh Hashanah b'nishrashin la'achar Rosh Hashanah, that we are ma'ariv that which took root before Rosh Hashanah with that which took root after Rosh Hashanah. V'yarav time lemilse, and he gives a svara mishin deholchin b'hen achag marapri. Aval tvuah v'zesim achar shlish. So then the Gemara said, but Tvua and Zaytsin we still maintain after Havah Shlish. V'lishamina hani tarti, just teach me those last two things. When we do Ka'amr Shmuel HaKolech HaChagmar Pri, we already know it. L'kolein bi'la shmi'in da'ad d'kamar halachar v'shimin lav mishim bi'la mishim d'kulei chadash. That's all treated as chadash. Aval, implicitly, aval bi'la leisle, he doesn't know the bi'la. D'isle bi'la, if he held of bi'la even in general, so the Gemara answers no, because he wants to teach us in general the concept of Yesh Bila by Yayin and Shem. We assume it all gets by Yayin and Shem at minimum that it all gets mixed together. Okay, we'll stop here at the top of Yadalim and Aleph.